Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. It's the lighter side of the dark side. It's the lighter side of the dark side. Can you hear now, Josie?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's probably for the best. Welcome to the Monday Night Freak Show. It's the lighter side of the dark side. I am Dark Mark, and this is the show that I've wanted all along. I want every show to be like this, Josie.
I bet you do.
Yes. We have...
You're in heaven, I should say, what you like.
Of course, I'm bantering with my co-host, Josie Katz.
Wow.
We know Josie. No, let me cue you. You want to say hello to the Dark Minions out there?
Hello, Dark Minions.
Yes, Josie, we have some great guests tonight.
I know.
The estrogen is flowing.
It is.
I think...
just the way we like it.
Everybody's menstruating at the same time, including myself. This is going to be good. I love this. Anyway, Josie...
You're bleeding out of your ass.
No comments. One night with Josie, those things tend to happen. But we have here tonight... two of my best friends that I haven't seen in a while. I haven't seen Nicole for quite some time.
About a year.
This is... Let me see all the things you do, and I found out a lot of stuff. Comic book writer?
A couple.
Journalist?
Used to be.
Novelist?
Yep.
Actress?
Sometimes.
Occasionally.
Musician?
Yes.
Bass player?
Going to be.
Singer?
Yes.
Artist?
Yes.
Sounds like my resume.
Right. Except I've actually read Nicole's writing, and it's good.
Oh.
Well, my book only has pictures in it.
Oh.
That was good, too. This is Nicole Six, everybody.
Hello.
Just in time for Comic-Con. And you two have never met.
No, we haven't.
You look really familiar, though, so I'm sure we've crossed paths.
You both Hollywood. Are sort of circle in the same universe.
And Hollywood is a small town.
Yes, it is. And also in Hollywood, or actually somewhere in the valley. Mm-hmm. But she always goes to Hollywood. I see her all the time. The first time I met you, well, actually, I met you on Twitter.
Yes.
Somebody followed me called the Vegan Vampire Bat, and it was so contrary and so, it made no sense. I said, she's got to be great. And then we met at the V Society. We took pictures with Josie, which she completely forgot.
Oh, that was you.
That was her.
Okay.
The Vegan Vampire Bat herself, Natalie Garcia.
Hello.
Who is a hyphen in herself. You're an actress.
I am.
You're a stunt woman.
I am.
You're a vampire.
I am.
We like the vampires on the show.
We had somebody claim to be.
We almost have a vampire every single show.
Right, and actually, the vampire we had a couple weeks ago, Josie didn't believe him, but I thought I was.
I believed him. I was just giving him a really hard time.
She was really scared of the vampire. She was holding mirrors in front of him the whole thing.
But, please.
Anyway, Josie, we're here in the studio, and I want to say that tonight's show is brought to you by myself, because I'm playing a show at California Institute of Mammal
Arts. It's all about you.
It's always all about me. What do you think? How do you think I got these guests? This is who I wanted to look across and look at and gaze at and research. I am doing a show.
He does a lot of research.
I did a lot of research for this show.
A lot.
I didn't look at your new page once. But I am at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. We all know where that is. You know where that is.
Yeah,
Have
that
you guys
place.
Ever been to the California
arts.
Institute
CIA.
Of Abnormal Arts, the CIA,
no.
in North Hollywood? Oh, you
so
got to go.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you got to go on June 18th, which is a Thursday,
okay.
9 o'clock. I will be performing with Room of Voices.
So okay. June 18th?
June 18th, July 18th. What did I say?
June 18th. Yes,
July 18th.
We're promoting very far ahead.
Thursday, July 18th, I am performing with Room of Voices. Who is Room of Voices, you ask?
Yeah, who?
You ever heard of Mingo Lewis?
No.
You ever heard?
Tell us,
you ever heard of Santana?
Yes.
You ever heard of the Tubes?
Yes.
You ever heard of Billy Joel?
Yeah,
absolutely.
This guy played with all of them. He used to be a member of Santana. He was a member of the Tubes when they were cool with the white punks on dope, that those Tubes, not the She's a Beauty Tubes. And apparently this show is very psychedelic and crazy. It's so crazy that California Institute of Abnormal Arts has them on every Thursday. And I'll be performing not in one of these 10-minute sets with a bunch of comics. I'm going to do a big headliner 40-minute set and then Room of Voices. Go to California Institute of Abnormal Arts website, Google them, and buy tickets in advance. It's 12 in advance, 15 at the door. Buy them in advance, come out, have a fun time, laugh with me, smoke a bowl, watch Room of Voices. It's going to be great. But I was in San Diego this weekend, so I had no idea what happened in Hollywood. Josie, what happened in Hollywood this week?
Well, we did see each other on the 3rd.
At the Bondage Ball.
At the Bondage Ball, and that was fun.
That was a great time. Were you at the Bondage Ball, Nicole?
No, I couldn't make it.
Because I miss you, because if you were there, you would have seen us getting into a
contest.
Which I won.
I had my crop, and he had a paddle.
Sword fighting on the floor.
Excellent. Yeah,
I had a paddle, she had the crop, and
we cleared the dance floor.
As by your status.
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, but I'm a little quicker.
He wouldn't stop. I had to run away.
You were the one. No, you didn't run away. I had to walk away because I was I was.
Did you get to see Matsumi Max's show or Masha's show? When did they perform?
I didn't see Matsumi Max. I saw Heather Dalla was on here last week. I saw her show.
I saw her dancing on the pole.
Matsumi said she's going to come on the show.
Oh, did she?
She wants to come on the show.
Cool.
And how rib was your
hand? I love her.
I love her, too.
Of course, she was in Tales from the Crapper also.
She did a movie like 10 years ago, and she won't stop talking about it.
Because everyone that's been on the show has been in this movie. It's crazy. There's...
Tales from the Crapper. These two were 12 years old, but Tales from the Crapper was out on DVD.
It was 10 years ago.
Yes.
Yes.
So how red was your hiney after the Bondage Ball?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Oh, really?
Did you get someone to look for you?
That would have been a good idea. That would have been a good excuse.
And what else happened this week in Hollywood?
I went to a great 4th of July party. Lacey Connor had one at her new pad.
I did see you. I was there.
Yeah. Oh.
We were at the same party.
The 6 degrees, and you didn't talk to each other.
Her new pad.
I remember now. I saw you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's all coming back to me.
You were in the kitchen. What were you doing?
Well, that's making
beers or what?
Yeah, that's where all the food and booze was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
I think we're even in pictures, but yeah. We might not be in the same pictures, but pictures with the same people at the same party.
Yeah, that was a good party, wasn't it?
It was.
It was so good that you two were there and didn't say hi to each other, didn't even acknowledge each other.
I'd make it around a room at a party, so I was everywhere.
You never met each other. No, we've never been in the same place at the same time, except last week.
Well, I don't think we met.
Right.
But we were both there.
Right.
I make my rounds.
Not bad.
And went... to the skydiving place.
I was going
to
ask about the skydiving. How was the skydiving?
I didn't skydive. I went in the wind tunnel. I took some practice jumps in the wind tunnel. But my cousin goes skydiving every single weekend.
So when are you going to graduate from the wind tunnel?
To actually jumping?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
So I think I'll do the wind tunnel a few more times.
Well, Josie, that's a thrilling Hollywood reports. The highlight of the weekend was being in the same place as Nikki at the same time and not knowing it. And
they have a really big house.
Getting your ass spanked by me. So, everybody, we're bringing the party to you. Something else happened this week, and this is funny because I was talking to Nicole as I picked her up and we were on our way. There's a lot of Nicole Sixes out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Josie Cats out there.
And now there are. There never used to be.
So Josie Cat had somebody report you. What happened to your Facebook?
Yeah. My Facebook got deleted by Facebook. Apparently you cannot brand your name. You have to use your name on your ID. And some hater decided to report me. So I have a...
I think it was Nicole because you didn't say hi to her at the party.
You're the one.
I didn't know her name. Yes. So how could I report her name?
Right. Has anything like that happened to you, Nicole? Because I know when I met you, you're like... You're...
My Facebook title is actually The Real Nicole Six.
I know,
I know. It pissed me off so much because it's Andy Bierzak has all these fangirls that want to sleep with him. They're not even fans of Nikki Six. They're just fans of Andy. And there's even like fan fiction out there about me not knowing it's about me because they don't know that there's a real Nicole Six. They're just crazy girls who want to sleep with the Black Velvet. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, according to Facebook, if that's not your name on your ID, you can't use it.
Well,
unless it's a like page.
I'm sure that all the, I mean, because it's not just people who want to sleep with band members, it's people pretending to be band members. Like, there are thousands of people probably actually pretending to be Andy Six himself, so.
Right.
Let alone Nikki Six.
I'm sure. So I thought maybe she had some advice for you about the Facebook thing, but.
You're just unlucky.
Because when you Google Nicole Six, you get the mother load. There's Tumblrs. There's all sorts of things that come out of you.
I'm the first page of results, though. I have really good SEO.
You're the first, second. There's a lot of results for you. There's a lot. You've been. Now, how long have you, now? You started.
3 years.
You started in comic books.
Mm-hmm. I broke out in pop journalism.
Okay, and how old were you when you were doing that?
Started 3 years ago.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. Now, you grew up in Colorado.
Yeah.
In the foster care system of Colorado. And I in Denver, or?
Close to Denver, about 20 minutes away in a suburb. But Jefferson County is a really, Colorado's a huge place, and Jefferson County kind of spans pretty much the entire state. And I was in the Jefferson County foster care system. So I've been all over the state.
You would jump around Westminster? Any of them?
Well, Westminster's where I ended up when I got a good family. But
no
before
way.
That,
yeah. I lived in Westminster.
Really?
I went to Scott Carpenter Junior High.
I know where that is.
And let me tell you something. That was the peak of my popularity.
Ooh.
I, for some reason, this is when I was in eighth and ninth grade.
Not now. Then.
After this show. But no, in high school, I was always the new kid. We kept moving around, mm-hmm. Josie. So I was always the new kid. And so I was always kind of like the weird new kid.
Is that how you got into comedy? You had to entertain?
Of course, yes.
You know,
and that's how you got into your fantasy life and.
I got into writing because I didn't get along with people, so I'd read books, but I was poor, so when I ran out of books to read, I would then write them.
That's good. I mean, I'm sorry that you were poor, but at least you discovered an outlet, and you used to write on trees. I read in an interview.
Yeah. I didn't write on the trees. The bark would peel off naturally, and then I would tell stories about little trolls that lived under the tree roots that must have done that, and the kids would come out and we'd all play about trolls and stuff. See, I was an entertainer at a very young age.
But, yeah, so, I grew up in Westminster. What happened was I moved around a lot. And for some reason, eighth and ninth grade, actually junior high, for some reason I was, like, suddenly people liked me. And I was, you know, I was always the eccentric kid, and I was always a smart ass. And I was into comic books when it wasn't cool.
Mm-mm.
It's cool now. It wasn't cool. And so, it's because I was going to ask you about that. I posted something about the Lone Ranger and what a piece of shit that looked like. I actually said, Johnny Jeff, the Lone Ranger, you got to be fucking kidding me. And you said that the Lone Ranger looked like it smelled worse than 150-year-old balls. Look lamer than 150-year-old balls. So now, how do you know what 150-year-old balls look like? That's what I wanted.
Looked like the movie itself looked like it would be lamer than
150-year-old balls. Okay. And then you said, well, just because
I'm sorry, Tim Burton fans.
Yes, I'm back. Well, it wasn't Tim Burton. It was somebody else. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Tim Burton, right?
No, somebody.
It's the crew.
I think somebody else directed it. But what you also said, well, just because I'm hating on Johnny Depp, I make up golf points for not conforming to society.
Right.
But you sort of conform to society now.
What do you mean?
Comic books are in.
Oh, no.
Vampires are in. Horror movies are in.
Society's conforming to me. I'm a trendsetter.
Exactly. That's my point exactly. Comic-Con's in a couple weeks. That's like the big party of the year.
Won't be there this year.
It's
everybody's
sold out
very sad.
A year ahead.
Whoa. You're not going to be a Comic-Con this year?
I'm not going
to
be a Comic-Con.
Nicole Six is not going to be a Comic-Con this year?
I'm a trendsetter now.
It's too mainstream now.
Yeah, too mainstream now.
Is that what it is?
It's been mainstream for about 10 years
It's been
years
mainstream
now.
For a while. I don't need to go this year, so I'm not going. I have other things I'm going to be doing. Because it's a vacation, you know? You're spending a grand easy.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
Because I might be going down, but I don't think I'm going to spend a grand. But I mean, I don't need that many comic books. But,
no, that's not what I mean. I mean, rooms are really expensive, and then I party, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. You know who else parties? Natalie Garcia over here, who's the vegan vampire bat. And you grew up in Washington.
I did.
Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to Seattle once. And I really liked it. You ever been to Seattle, Josie?
Several times. My band goes up there to perform, and I think that there's a conspiracy.
What's the
they
conspiracy?
They say that it rains. Every time I go up there, it's beautiful and sunny. Aww. And it's gorgeous.
The one time I went, oddly enough, I was on a Monday. I was the whole weekend, but on the Monday that I was there, It was the hardest it's ever rained in 100 years. But what's weird is that they drive perfect in the rain. They're driving 45, mm-hmm. the right distance.
They don't slam on their brakes like here.
No, they don't drive at 2 miles per hour. None of that shit.
So, it's raining.
So how's growing up in Seattle? So, like, you were conceived great. Like... You were, like, conceived, like, probably at a Soundgarden show, like...
Oh, man, like Nirvana.
Yeah, because you were,
my
like...
My babysitter got me into Nirvana.
Right, but you were, like, yeah, you were born when, like, that, all that stuff was happening.
All the 90s grunge, yeah.
And so when you came of age, like, Seattle was, it was over.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of sucks. All the, like, 90s hip-hop kind of... My sister was more into that.
Right.
I was into Goosebumps. That was me.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that was, like, big in the 90s.
So you were...
It was.
Yes. Yeah. So you were always... But by the time you came of age, like, the Seattle scene, is there still, like, a scene there? Or is that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's all people, like, in flannel shirts trying to recreate the...
There's still a lot of people wearing flannel, sporting flannel and ripped jeans.
They're hipsters
there.
Now.
Yeah. Beards.
So when did you move to L.A.?
I moved to L.A. It'll be 2 years in October.
Okay. So you realize that the vegan vampire, you realize how incongruous that is?
Oh, yes. I love irony.
Like, like, do you suck blood out of cabbage? I mean, what do you do with...
No, it's like... Blood is like my bane, so I eat vegan, but of course there's like that crazy dark side that wants blood. So that's where V Society comes in. It kind of satisfies that.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you sucked any blood at the V Society? Or you can't
I will
really
not say.
Say
anything.
That's.
I can't
it's
say
a
anything.
Secret society.
Well, like that's right.
Talk about it. You can't talk.
I'm in the secret society. I can't even talk about it. But no, because you've never sucked my blood. That's why I'm asking.
I
just feel.
I haven't. Nah.
Wrong type? Or
I'm choosy.
Gee, thanks.
Gotta get intimate.
They have to...
You know, interesting, yeah. Josie. Natalie is one of the people I was thinking of having as a co-host.
Yeah?
Not anymore. No. Initially, you were one of the people I actually went to. I'm like, you want a co-host? You're like, yeah, it sounds like fun. And then kind of Hell's Bell came in, and then she flaked, and then Josie sort of took over, and she could... Yeah, I can't get
rid
of her.
I took the reins.
Yeah,
I know you can't get rid of me wherever you go.
I complimented her eyes, and she couldn't stay away.
Oh yeah, that was it.
You guys kind of have the same eyes.
Really?
Very, very close.
Well, what's? Oh wow. Anyway, let me look ahead here. And the thing about you two, and it's great that I have you two on the show because I see pictures of both of you, and you know how to take pictures at the perfect angle. Oh. You know how to tilt your head, and like every picture of you, especially, is just there's like a triangular thing with your head, both of you, mm-hmm. and you know how to do that. Teach me how to do that because I don't know.
Every
how
time
to...
we take a picture together, we're both like staring, mad dogging the camera.
No, people liked the picture that I posted last night of us.
It was good. It was from the right angle, though. You take it from above.
Right. But I mean, this.
Usually,
I take it from
a camera. Look at the camera like it's just a little bit taller than you, and you're gonna reach up there in a second, and you're just gonna take it madly.
Oh, so I gotta like. Oh, I didn't know if I had. Okay, because we were at the bondage ball.
You gotta be the woman.
that might help. No, because she got the camera and it's all blurry. But we took pictures. We took like 50 pictures at the bondage ball, and a couple.
I didn't like any of them.
Yeah, you two took a picture just now. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That was it. That's all you needed to do. It's amazing. Yeah. But
we're from the selfie generation, though.
Yeah.
That's true. That's MySpace. True. That's why, these kids.
That's all from MySpace.
Oh, yeah. You guys were like the first MySpace people. Yeah. And Josie said she ruled MySpace.
I had 50,000 friends.
Yeah?
Now I have zero.
Yeah, where are those friends now?
I got into writing.
Now I have 12.
Wait, you got into writing on MySpace?
Because I befriended the entire Splat Pack via MySpace back when Eli Roth, James Wan, all of them were on MySpace. So,
I was wondering who the Splat Pack was. Eli Roth, James. Okay, so
Rob Zombie. You know,
all the horror directors. Because
yeah.
it is Women of Horror night tonight. Mm-hmm.
There are no women in the Splat Pack because there just needs to be more. They all want them.
Well, why don't you join the Splat Pack?
I don't know. I guess I'm friends. I mean, James follows me on Twitter. I guess that's as close as I'll get for right now.
Right.
For now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm breaking it.
And Kevin Smith favorited one of your tweets, and you were very happy about that.
Ooh, I'd be stoked.
That was funny.
No, he favorited one of my tweets, too. I was.
I favored all.
Comedy
my
Central favored one of mine.
Ooh.
I was pretty excited about that.
Well, what tweet was that?
I don't know.
I just remember. I wrote it so that he would follow, he would favorite, and basically what I said was... because comic book culture is in now, like he really should get like, because everything that he liked is now in now, mm-hmm. he should get a cut of Star Wars Episode 7 and the Avengers 2. And he really should. Mm-hmm. Because now it's all into it. You guys, you're not into Star Wars, are you?
I love Star Wars.
Okay, we got some nerds here. That's good. And when I say nerds, you're not offended.
Well, Star Wars, actually, I don't even think it's nerdy anymore. It's accepted as one of the best action films ever.
Everything that was nerdy is mm-hmm. not nerdy anymore.
It's not.
Yeah. The jocks don't know what to do with it. That's why they're committing suicide. They're doing their murder and their wives. They don't know what the fuck to do. Everybody, all the nerdy Harry Potter and Star Wars guys, they're all getting the girls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So let me just ask you, just advice to a nerdy guy like me, how I would get a nerdy girl like you, either one
advice?
Of you. Advice? Yes. Because I want a nerdy girl like one of you.
I'm an artistic romantic, so I date pretty things that are bad for me.
How about a not-so-pretty thing that would be perfect for you?
That's not going to appeal to an artist. What would I have to write about?
Oh, you could write about my rough exterior and my... tender interior.
You know, that's appealing to some girls, especially at
and
Comic-Con.
Your sweaty forehead.
Oh, my sweaty forehead. Thank you,
Joseph. Have the right look to pick up girls in elf ears right now. You know, you go to Comic-Con, you're going to clean up this week.
You said elf ears. What was elf ears?
Girls with elf ears.
Cosplayers.
We've had girls with elf ears.
No, my ex-girlfriend used to send emails in elfish. And
We had a Danny has elf ears.
Yes, she does.
But she's taken.
Yes. They're all taken.
So
Natalie's taken.
That's another reason
you're
you
taken,
should
Nicole,
go
right?
to Comic-Con.
You got some pretty guys.
I have some pretty guys.
Toys. Yes. Everybody's taken. Natalie's taken. And
some pretty girls.
So, Natalie, what's your advice if a nerdy guy like myself? Because I'm not the right kind of nerd. Mm-hmm. I'm even nerdy. I'm too nerdy for the nerds. Because I like... Okay. This may alienate a big majority of our audience. I think the black hole is better than Star Wars.
See, I know what black hole is. Most people watching this aren't even going to know what black hole is.
The black hole was the Disney ripoff of Star Wars. I recognize that it's a ripoff of Star Wars. But when I was a kid, I saw Star Wars, nothing. Saw the black hole, thought it was great.
I liked black hole when I was a kid, and then I saw Star Wars when I was older enough to appreciate it. It's worked out for me. I just really like androids.
Right. And also I like, here's another one. Please, we've got them, so don't turn off. I like DC better than Marvel.
Duh. Oh. Who doesn't?
No, the nerds like the Marvel.
That's just because Joss Whedon made it cool.
You can't say, no,
and
you
Iron
can't,
Man,
trust
Tony
me.
Stark.
No, I like Iron Man, too. I like Marvel, but yeah. I always liked DC. I had both.
Well, I grew up in the 90s, so obviously DC was cooler. Batman was fucking everywhere.
Right, but when...
I never cared about Spider-Man the way I cared about Batman. Most of society didn't until Tobey Maguire,
Batman's darker.
No,
Batman's awesome.
Spider-Man was pretty big. I mean, I like Spider-Man, too. I'm not hating
not
on Marvel.
Not my circles. My circles all were about the DC, because DC was about what was real and deep.
But some of the DC's a little silly. I understand.
Is
the,
now.
The Flash is a little silly, and, you know, the Green Lantern is sort of silly and all that stuff. Natalie, we're neglecting you. You like comic books, too, right?
Not as much as you guys.
I guess not. But you were. I was looking because you're doing both of you also great with the fundraising, the Kickstarter, mm-hmm. the Indiegogo. Because I got to try this, but I was watching your Kickstarter. You're in a monster project.
Yes.
What is the monster project?
The monster project is a film that we're going to be shooting soon, and it's based off real monsters in L.A.,
right.
in Hollywood. And so the director kind of gets these monsters together in one room to all interview them over a course of a night. And
sounds like my show.
It kind of does. But things go really badly. And finds
like
out.
A mockumentary?
It's a
mockumentary.
There's the vampire.
Okay.
So it says you studied vampires and vampirism since grade school.
I don't think my mom knows that.
Well, she does now. But when grade school? What grade are we talking?
Let's see. Since I can remember, maybe like
kindergarten.
Like 5, 6 years old.
And what vampire stuff were you studying?
I don't know what got me into it, honestly. I was more. I always looked for the vampire books, and
right.
I would try and teach myself as much about vampirism and like legitimate vampirism as much as possible.
Because at that age, the only books are The Count from Sesame Street.
Or like Banicula.
A bun, a two, a three.
I read a lot of Banicula.
The Banicula.
Like,
Frank and Weenie.
What is Banicula?
Banicula is a bunny vampire.
Yeah.
And then the sequel is Chateau Bow Wow and then Night of the Living Broccoli?
Like that.
I told you
it was an
would
awesome series.
I got man, I got to catch up on my children's
Banicula
meeting.
Is adorable.
Okay, I got to catch up on my
he
children's
He would drain the blood of the vegetables.
Of carrots.
Maybe that's where I came
from. Vegan vampire.
From.
So Banicula is a vegan vampire.
Pretty much. Yeah. Banicula is pretty cute. Those little fangs, those ears.
That's adorable. Yeah.
And the dog didn't believe it, but the cat was gung-ho about the fact that Banicula was... Banicula.
Uh-huh.
And you never outgrew
baby
the vampire.
I never outgrew it.
So, like, in junior high, high school?
Yeah, junior high. Well, in elementary school, I would try and scare some of the friends I didn't like and convince them I was a vampire, and they believed me.
Right.
And then I tried to do the same thing again in high school, and a few people thought I was really weird.
And they locked you in a locker.
No, I had lots of friends. I wasn't, like... that weird.
Right. By that time, I was also cool when we were growing up. Being goth was also, it still existed when we were growing up.
Right.
But I was like, every time my mom's like, why are you looking so goth today? I was like, I'm not goth. Like, what are you talking about?
Right. And
see, when I was in high school, it was death rock. That's how old I am.
Right.
Well, now it's Twilight. So.
Well,
oh,
yeah. When you were in high school, Dracula was just bitten. But Nicole. Please, you went to high school. You and Bram Stoker were the prom couple. Anyway, so, Nicole, did you try to scare people when you were in school?
No, I kept my head down, and then all of a sudden accidentally became popular without trying. So
you became hot?
Slowly.
And you became hot, too, at some point. That's why.
At some point.
No, but it was in high school, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So all the guys are like, you're weird, but you're hot. So, yeah. And that seems like
it
resonates with you.
In my school... and we were all poor, and so the smart kids were basically like, people are like, well, we're the smart kids are the ones who will be rich someday. So I was in all these AP classes and slowly blooming. And so they're like, oh, she's smart and she's single and she's becoming attractive. So
that's exactly what I said when I first met you. And then now you got the boy toys. But you have written, I apologize because I know I said I was going to buy these novellas.
Novella.
You published three novellas.
I published two short stories and a novella.
And one of those is a vampire story.
It is.
Is that the novella?
It is. That was a direct response to wanting vampires to be scary again because I really don't like that they're basically dildos now. They are there to fulfill the fetishes of young women.
Good. Exactly. That's what
you hear that, Josie?
Mm-hmm.
Enough with the vampire dildos. We want vampires to be scary again.
Well, to be fair, I mean, Dracula itself was a vampire romance, but I just like scary vampires.
Well, her dildos have fangs going in, but not coming out. Anyway, so...
it's kind of like a cat with a barbed penis. Got to get it in
there. Exactly.
Anyway.
Once it goes in, it won't come out.
But it was Carousel Boys, which is available on Kindle, which is on every tablet except for mine, apparently, because I have...
You haven't downloaded the free app on an available device because apparently you said BlackBerry won't do it.
Well, now you told everybody I have a BlackBerry tablet, which nobody has, but there's a whole story behind it. But it has Kobo. It doesn't have Kindle. However, I will – my
mother
– Kobo. It's very close to Kindle. They all start with K's. Mm-hmm. They both do the same thing. But
Kobo's Canadian. I looked into it.
Okay. But this is –
It means book backwards was originally – It has a.
Is that where
it came from? Yeah.
Oh, that's so lame. Yeah. And that's what I have on my tablet. But anyway, Carousel Boys, and if you'll indulge me, I'm going to read the preview, the first page of Carousel Boys, and see if that chills you. Okay, you ready? Death had a smell, a sweet stale ache of sweat and age. Hidden carefully behind the scent of cleansers and linens. It tainted everything it touched, absorbing deep into the fibers and pores until every inch of the room was seeped with it. It had a sound as well, a tragic echoing, wheezing of breath, brushing against bone, dry tongues against chafed roofs and sticky teeth. It had a feel, the feel of something rough but weak, like the dry and yet somehow clammy, lukewarm feel of meat left out on a summer day. It had a look as well. Sallow. Haunted. forgotten. Worse, it had a taste. The warm, musty taste of all these things mixed together that Michael Vale was now quite certain that he would never get out of his mouth, no matter how he tried. It was residual, the guilt of a survivor reeking its way across his taste buds as her frail, cracking chest rose offbeat to East's hesitant, wheezing, echoed breath.
Meow.
Ooh.
It does set a scene.
It does.
Yes.
That is his grandmother. It starts off with his grandmother dying, and then he goes to see his dealer, because when you go to a funeral, a lot of times it feels like nobody really knew the person who died the same way you did.
Right.
And so then he goes to somebody who wouldn't pretend, which was his dealer, and then his dealer decides, you need to get this all out of your system, let's go on a road trip for Mardi Gras, and they find things along the way that they didn't know existed.
In New Orleans.
All along the way, because it's the trip down, and then it ends at Mardi Gras, which is very special to the vampires.
Mm-hmm. I've been
so
there.
What kind of research do you do?
I like a lot of Native American folklore, and mm-hmm. I just absorbed a lot of folklore growing up, and then I fuse it all together.
Do you take any experiences of your own and put mm-hmm. them into your publications?
Yeah, like I have him go to get pancakes. Pancakes are a big theme of the book, because for some reason people always go to get fucking pancakes after funerals. My first
They're
funeral.
Cheap.
Nobody wants to go home, you know? They
right,
just
right.
huddle together.
That's Carousel Boys, available on Amazon.com. If you have a Kindle, which
Nicole6.com. Everything I have is available on Nicole6.com.
Nicole6.com. Excuse me.
Well, it goes directly to my Amazon page because I had to buy the domain because people were wanting an easy way to buy my stuff. So.
Right, right. I know I do. So Nicole6.com. And you're also an artist, which I had no idea about. And
for Hyena Gallery in Burbank. I also do other stuff just online and for commissions, but Hyena Gallery is how I got into it because a lot of my friends made work there, and they were really nice to me when I moved out here. Amazing, amazing dark art. Like
right.
some of the oil paintings just will blow your mind. I didn't know art like that existed anymore in modern society.
Right. I was on the website today, and there's some really cool stuff. And but did you always draw, or this is just something new
yeah.
that you've done? Or
yeah, I started when I was like 3. I had a comprehension for shapes. I drew. I was in preschool. And it was religious preschool because my great-grandfather, my last relative who took care of me, was this crazy Baptist. And so I drew Jonah and the whale, and I drew, you know, how you're supposed to make the little Christian fish eating the guy and then little waves at 3 years old. With the right colors. The whale was brown. The waves were blue.
I was going to say crazy Baptist oxymoron, but that's interesting.
They started putting me in special classes.
Right, and that's about the time that Natalie was researching vampires and you are also a raw chef.
I am.
Now, Natalie, I've got to say something here.
Yes.
Josie sometimes refers to herself as a vegetarian, but she eats fish. Does that mm-hmm. piss you off?
That's a pescatarian.
That's a pescatarian. Yes. That's what I
that's
say.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm a vegetarian.
Well, a lot of people don't know what pescatarians are, mm-hmm. so it's easier to say vegetarian for the masses.
I used to be pescatarian, yeah. So people who didn't know what that was, I would just like vegetarian but eats fish mm-hmm. sometimes.
Because
so.
My mom used to be a vegetarian, and when people were like, I'm vegetarian but I eat chicken and fish, you get really
tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only eat fish occasionally.
Right. Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi means sex. Anyway, yeah. But you actually became a raw chef.
Yeah, I got my certification last year. I haven't done anything with it, but hopefully
right.
I
Where
can.
Did you go to school?
It was through a program. I flew to Phoenix for it through Alyssa Cohen, and it was like a 2-day kind of certification. I'm certified as a health coach, and I can teach as well. I can't certify others, though, but I can definitely teach.
Do you eat mostly raw or
yeah I try to eat mostly raw, like fruitarian, kind of like fruit. It's like 2,000 calories in fruit pretty much, and then at night sometimes they'll have like a cooked vegan dish just mm-hmm. for comforting. Mm-hmm.
A fruitarian
and fruitarian, yeah. a cooked vegan dish. What are your favorite
like
cooked
vegan? I love I'm a big fan of fall, so I love like root vegetables like pumpkin and lots of different types of squashes. I was kind of lucky living in Seattle for a while because I was located around a lot of great farmers markets with like delicata squash and like special spaghetti squash. Yeah,
if you eat meat in Seattle, they'll just like, ooh, look out on you.
Yeah, there's a lot of vegetarians. Yeah. In Seattle.
I ate a chicken sandwich and I got beat up for it, but that's what happens in Seattle.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us about the film festival.
The film festival.
You couldn't wait, Josie. Huh? There's a whole film. You're going to be part of the film festival. So is Natalie. Let's hear about it.
I'm doing red carpet interviews.
I'm so excited.
For you guys.
Yeah. So Viscera Film Festival is on July 13th, on next Saturday. And it's a festival dedicated for women in horror, like producers, directors, actors, because women don't get recognized as much in the horror industry. So this is what the film festival, it's all nonprofit organization. So
what scary movies are they going to have?
Oh, they're going to have some zombie movies, post-apocalyptic movies.
And how are you going to dress?
Because I know
you always dress.
They're all female directed.
All female directed. And they're amazing.
How many submissions do you guys usually get?
We get all over the world, like hundreds and hundreds of submissions. I don't go through the submissions. From the submissions that we do approve, I send them out to other film festivals, or sometimes I coordinate venues for films
viewings.
To be viewed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And how many are going to be viewed on Saturday?
On Saturday, there's, if you go onto the Facebook page, it'll have a list. There's probably about 15 to 20. It's throughout the whole day. I think it starts at 7, I believe, but you can get there at 6. And they're going to be filming these. They're full length films, but there's also afterwards. There's going to be a lot of short films too. I think they're going to be afterwards, after the full length films. So that's going to be exciting.
I'm curious about Pet Cemetery, because I know.
Is the news Pet Cemetery?
Yes, there's a remake, and they've had a really hard time with the remake.
What, the pets keep coming alive?
Yeah, I'm excited to see it, too.
The Ramones won't give clearance? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that one, too. Yeah, there's so many good ones. So there's something out there for everybody, I think.
But you always dress like you got the contacts and the crazy. Yeah. What crazy stuff are you going to do for the festival?
For the film festival?
Yeah, what are you going to be wearing? That's what I'm basically asking.
I always look different every time I go out.
It's true. You're not sure yet?
I'm not sure yet. Whatever. I always...
Because we had the animal prints here, and then we got the I don't know,
black and white.
How we match,
stripes,
but
yeah.
But so well, that
sometimes
that's
I put on wigs. I don't think I'll do a wig that night though, because it might be too hot. So
okay,
might do the fangs.
Please, yes. Yeah. Nice. the audience indulges. Do you ever do the fangs in the film? No.
I like to do Labyrinth is my favorite movie. I like to do masquerade masks and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. You make sure to take the picture right at the...
Yeah, I have some on... I might not anymore because I deleted a bunch of my Instagram photos because I had like 2,000. I thought that was a little excessive. But it's on my Facebook.
I had 7,000 on my last Facebook.
Who's the narcissist now?
Right. See, I leave them on my Facebook because at least then they're organized in albums and stuff. Right, right. But on Instagram, it was just... There was no end.
Right, right. But
when I lost my page, I was like, 7,000 photos are gone.
Yes. Photos when you were young.
Evidence.
Yeah, exactly. But how You're do you gorgeous. Get into... everybody here is gorgeous, including myself. But you were saying... now, how do you get into comic books? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, I actually did something similar to what her film festival is. I helped with Womanthology. I helped do the social networking and connecting a bunch of the ladies together.
Right.
We each had our own independent fan bases, and I knew if we got enough of us together, we'd have a giant fan base. And then we ended up making over $100,000 on Kickstarter back before people were doing that. And then it got into Forbes and Publisher Weekly, and that was how I got broke in. We forced them to let us in.
Well, good for you. Girl power.
Yeah.
Because maybe I'll do a Kickstarter. I don't know. But you guys, I've seen you guys. I saw your Kickstarter. I saw yours. You did Indiegogo, I've heard.
I did that just to fund it, the base fund, yeah.
Right, because I've heard Kickstarter's better than Indiegogo.
Well, I didn't promote it the same way I did the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter was a massive movement. This was just me asking for a little bit of money, and I'm not very good at asking for money for myself.
Yeah,
like, you know, here, help us do all this for women everywhere, sure. But for me, you know, just give me a little bit, and they gave me double what I needed, so.
That's great. Yeah. And so, and the three novellas are on there. So mm-hmm. where are you going now? Because you were a journalist, mm-hmm. you were a comic book writer. You're in the novellas. Mm-hmm. You're bypassing your whole comic book fan base.
Yeah, I'm done with comics for now, because my artist was my cousin and he went home. So.
But you draw, can't you do
it's
both?
It's different. Sequential art is different than regular art. I can, but it just takes a very long time.
Because this is what's weird. I don't see, because the thing about comic books that I never understood is why it's segmented like that.
Well, why somebody I'm not going to be able to change that. Why I mean, somebody I doesn't write an illustrated novel, but
illustrated and ink and all. I don't know anything. I mean, you know. Yeah,
I can do all of it. I can letter, too. It takes a very long time. And I was a prose writer. I got into comics mostly because my cousin was an artist, and you have to have a team to break in.
Right.
So then my cousin went back to Colorado. He'll be back either at the end of the year or the beginning of next year. So I just switched back to prose, and I'm releasing a monthly free serial. And it's doing really well with the sci-fi community because it's sci-fi horror. So I'm going to collect it and then shop it around when I get done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So cool. What's the sci-fi horror? Tell us what's
it's called Nina, the Intergalactic Demon Slayer.
Jeez, I wonder why that went over well with the comic book crowd.
It's fucking awesome, yeah. And so it's about this. We don't have a wandering female sci-fi badass, and we need one. We need a chick who just goes fucking everywhere and does whatever she wants, and that's what she does.
Right. That's
like new school Barbarella.
Yeah. Yeah. And she slays Lovecraftian demons.
Like my last three girlfriends, but. But no, that's great. So the serial you can find on mm-hmm. Nicole6.com.
You can find it on 3ifbyspace.net. And then under the On My Mind section, or you can just Google Nina the Intergalactic Demon Slayer, and it'll pop up. The nice thing about me is I've done well enough that you can pretty much Google anything I do now. So.
And Nina's pretty hot, I would imagine.
Yeah, I draw art for it. It's really nice. I don't actually draw her face because I want that to be left to the imagination, so she can be any woman you want.
So does it just cut off at the...
Just look it up. You'll see what I mean. It's really gorgeous. And The interesting thing is, in order to get the right texture of space dust, I color it in eyeshadow and ink, and it looks really cool.
Oh, wow.
It's gorgeous. I'm really pleased with those pieces. I'm not always pleased with everything I do because, you know, as an artist, you're kind of like, oh, I love it or I hate it. I love these.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. No, I'm definitely going to check that one out.
Are you going to be showing soon?
I'm supposed to put stuff out. I'm just not keeping up on it. But, yeah, I'm going to have something in Hyena soon. I make these acrylics, and then I only charge like $40 because I feel that everybody should have a chance to buy art. And plus my friends are making these gorgeous oil paintings, and I'm hanging my acrylics next to them. So do them justice.
Well, geez, once I get $40, I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm about to go right down there. But, Natalie, I was so surprised to find out. By the way, this is what we do. We go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and the conversation rolls. You were a stunt woman.
Yeah.
How did that come about, and what's the most dangerous stunt you ever
did?
Well,
I was not planning it.
someone pushed you out a window or something?
Yeah. No, I was cast in Delusion of Blood Rite last year as Catherine Lowell. It was a very minor stunt. I was hanged when you like telekinetically pushed me off a chair, which was part of the audience.
So someone did push you.
Yeah, that was what I signed up to.
They didn't telekinetically do it.
What I ended up doing some more intense stunts because towards the end of the run, one of the stunt girls got an injury and couldn't do it anymore. Because you have to do these like 25 to 30 times a night. So my director, John Braver, was like, hey, you are the same kind of size as her. Would you want to do some stunts? And I was like, yeah, why not? So it was really fun because I got to scare the bejesus out of people and get hooked up on rigs. And I was in the attic the whole night of this creepy mansion and snake down and scare people and grab them because I got to touch people.
It was like your childhood vampire.
Yeah, and then and I got to do another stunt where I would it was like a 20-foot ceiling. I would go on the bottom and then hover over everyone and then jump back up into the ceiling.
Yeah, I had no idea. I would have had you do some stunts today for the show.
Oh.
Can we? You got a noose, Emery? You got a noose back there? Or,
all we have is a pole.
We got a pole.
Oh, okay. Drops.
I wouldn't trust that pole, but.
Oh, yeah. That's my art. That's Nina.
Oh. Oh, wow. Somebody Googled Nina.
Yay.
And you want to put, yeah. You,
Here, I'll have you hold it.
Okay.
We're high tech.
That's Nina and her ship.
Oh, wow.
Can you see it?
Is that on camera?
Does it look good?
Let's see. Turn it a little bit.
This way?
That's perfect.
See, now you're doing stunts.
Yeah.
This is stunt work.
This is a tough one. This is difficult.
There you go. Thanks. Good.
That iPhone's pretty sharp.
Cool. Oh, okay. She's like shadowed.
Yeah, she's always shadowed.
And Nina's arm is covered in tattoos of every demon she's killed.
Oh, wow. Like Josie.
Every demon.
That's cool. That's
mine are just family members. I didn't kill them, though.
Now, if somebody came to you and said, let's make a Nina movie, would you go for it? Because it was you. I'm trying to think, because now I'm getting you too confused, because... I've been fantasizing about both of you all show, so it kind of blends together. Yeah, you do have bangs, and sometimes your hair used to be her length, or
a very long time ago.
So I think when I met you, it was close to that. But you were the one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What about it?
The comic book
was
your inspiration, or the first comic book that you?
No, it was the first comic I bought because I was buying everything Buffy at the time.
Right.
Because I was a.
You're into Buffy, right, Natalie?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Josie, the Buffy?
Nope.
No, okay, yeah. Well,
we're with little.
No, I know. That this is what... yeah. You never got to Buffy?
No.
No? Not even the original with Christy Swanson and Pee-wee and all that?
Not at all.
I did Tumbles for a week after that.
Sorry, girls.
After you see the TV show, when you see the movie, it's got to be like,
I saw the movie first, and the movie came out before the TV show.
Right, but I thought you guys were too young for the movie.
No.
I saw the movie after I saw the TV show.
Yeah, and you were like...
Because I was like, I found out it was a bite.
You're like, this is...
I was poor, so I got to watch a lot of VHSs.
Right. Well, I still have VHS.
I watched this. I don't even know what that thing is. That giant disc that you put into.
Oh, the laser disc.
That's how I watched Black Hole. The nuns at the orphanage put us on that. That's how.
Oh, wow.
I also really loved Men in Tights and The Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. I had a huge Cariose thing.
Those are great.
Right. Because I was going to say that after you watched the TV show, when you watched the movie, you're like, was it like the Wayans brothers did do this?
It was the other way around.
It's like a parody?
Like,
yeah.
I was so excited because I don't remember how old I was when I watched Buffy. I was really little. And then the TV show came out. I'm like, oh, my gosh, yay.
And it stayed for a long time.
That's
cute. It is cute. And we're bonding over Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's cute. You creepy girl. This is a whole generation of women like this. This is my I'm going crazy because
Joss Whedon. You can thank him. He's making everything this way. It really is Joss.
Thank you, Joss Whedon.
He's what made nerds cool.
Yes.
Joss Whedon, Kevin Smith, all you guys. Because now, like hot girls are like like you. And like nerdy. Well, you still have no interest in me. But it's just the girls that were used to being like douchey shit, or they didn't like me. But now, it's like, wait a second, like guys, because you two are like a nerd's wet dream.
Well, like, and if enough of us exist, eventually it's just gonna be a lottery. One of them's bound to like you. If there are like 100 of us versus 10,
you'd be surprised. But
you're wrong.
Because it's like, yeah, we can have sex, and then we can read comic books, and then we can swap the comic books, and then play video games, and we can have more sex. And then
that's not really what we do, though. I mean, some of us
do. That's what you should do.
I told you, you need one with the elf ears. We're the gothy girls. You can watch horror movies with us afterwards.
Yes. I've got you got to see the Vampire Collection I've got. It's ridiculous. I got crazy. I got Nosferatu. Oh. I got Shadow of the Vampire. I got all of them. What's your favorite vampire movie?
My favorite vampire movie?
Yes. The Hunger is my favorite.
That would probably be definitely up there. It would be The Hunger. I love The Lost Boys.
Right.
Carousel Boys is taken from Catcher in the Rye, fused with Lost Boys.
Uh-huh.
I sort of caught that a little bit.
You'd like it anyway.
Because I love Lost Boys.
It's a good vampire story.
NicoleSix.com.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite vampire movie? Or book?
I really love John Carpenter's Vampires, and I'm not just saying that because I'm friends with the Carpenters. I'm saying that because I actually love it. So.
How'd you meet the Carpenters?
I met Sandy. I still haven't met John, but my art is in their house because Sandy bought some.
Oh, wow.
Sandy's awesome. Okay. I don't know if you're watching this. Hi.
Hi, Sandy. I don't know who you are. Single?
No, Sandy's his wife. Jeez.
Oh, John Carpenter's wife. I thought it was like his daughter or something. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I guess I won't be cast in the new Vampires movie or whatever John Carpenter's Halloween or whatever.
I like the sequel, too, and not just because Bon Jovi.
The Bon Jovi sequel? I'll go with the James Woods, but the Bon Jovi, you got to be kidding me. Come on.
I just like vampires behaving like vampires. That's all I really want. I always was like that. So.
Right, right. And, and yeah, Josie, your favorite was the what was it?
Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker, yeah.
I'm old school.
Yes.
If you haven't seen Perfect Creature yet, Perfect Creature is really good.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you like terrifying vampires that takes a more modern twist? The Hamiltons.
Yeah, I've seen The Hamiltons.
Oh, yeah.
The Hamiltons. I never heard of
that. I haven't seen that one.
It's like a secret vampire. It's like, cool. You don't know it's a vampire. I watched it not knowing it was a vampire movie, and I found out it was, and I was like, that's probably why I wanted to watch it.
Right. That's how The Hunger snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Steve Niles made 30 Days a Night, my other good friend.
Love.
So.
That's 30 Days
right,
a Night.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you pal around with all the vampire circles.
I pal around with all the horror people.
That's great. That's great.
A lot of us like vampires.
Were you at Monster Palooza because we were?
No. Hyena Gallery was, though. I almost went this year.
Right. But so well, the other stories you have, though.
I live right down the street from Hyena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been in?
Yes. Good. I love that place. And actually, what's his name? John?
Bill.
Bill is the owner. Yeah. Bill's pretty cool.
John Bill. Whatever.
John Bill.
Bill Schaefer.
Yeah. I like Bill.
Mm-hmm. But describe your other stories that are on Nicole6.com.
Okay.
Is it the Trick or Treat one?
Trick or Treat. I wrote when I was very young. I was in college, and it was...
So you're getting the shivers already. It's
it was
like,
my
ooh,
Halloween story.
Ooh.
And I was releasing a story a month, and that was the Halloween one. Speaking of Bon Jovi, the April one was called Slippery When Wet, which is about strippers who consume people's hearts and livers. but the Halloween one, Trick or Treat, was about this guy who just goes and he rings a doorbell, and some hot chick hands him a magical thing, and then... I can't really describe what happens. It's really fucked up.
The magical thing is the
magical thing.
She describes it as a party favor.
It's that thing.
It brings it back to the party.
It's that thing that Bon Jovi used to go ooh 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 in that one song. But and the other
and the other one's called The Keeper, which is about a deal with the devil, and the devil has dolls who do his bidding, and I cross lines with dolls that have never been crossed before.
Not even child's play.
And I use them
not,
in horrible ways.
Not the doll maker, none of that. Like,
no one's ever crossed this line before.
Blow up doll, like you said, blow
the
up doll.
Blow up doll.
None of that.
Closer would
have
blow up doll.
That's a different
but it's
story.
It's a small porcelain doll with small hands and brings new meanings to the term doll head.
Oh boy!
I gotta read this story.
It's only 99 cents. My goal was to make something cheap. I'm all about making. I mean, I understood that the economy tanked and the entertainment industry needed to get with that. So I made stuff that would be.
So
affordable.
Basically, you were the one responsible for the economic recovery. Now.
Sure, I'll take credit.
By having cheap artwork and cheap, not cheap quality, but cheap
affordable.
Affordable arts. Forget Obama. You're the one that turned it around.
Well, Hyena is very big on having affordable art anyway. I mean, I talk about these amazing oil paintings, but you can get some of them for $400, whereas douchebag celeb artists are like, spend $4,000 on my painting. I'm like, why? Where am I going to hang that?
We bought something at Monster Palooza.
Right, right.
My friend that I was with.
I've never been to Hyena Gallery. I got to go.
You do. You love it.
You
right
go to CIA,
entrance.
I'll go to Hyena Gallery. We'll trade off. But so when is this? So this movie that you're doing on Kickstarter, the monster movie, mm-hmm. you gonna do any stunts in that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What stunts do they have planned for you?
Well, I'm going to.
Because you're the vampire.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few stunts. I mean, there's like throwing across the. I get thrown across the room. I throw people across the room. There's a lot of like.
Josie, you want to practice that
gore.
With her? Or?
Yeah, there's a lot of gore.
Sounds like my last video.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I should be. I don't want to give away too much.
Right.
Yeah, but.
But there'll be some wire work.
There will be some wire work, yeah.
And when do they start filming that?
We're going to start filming pretty soon, maybe in the next 2 weeks.
And is it full length or
the
short?
Full length feature film. Mm-hmm. We're just finding.
And what did you film last week? Cause
oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you film last week?
Well. This is, it's still a little under wraps as well. It's another feature film, but it's an action film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can't say too much about it because it's the script isn't, like, the name isn't out yet. So my director doesn't want anyone stealing it. But that's going to be exciting, too. And we're going to be filming that this summer as well.
So you're like, are you an action star? You're the girl that's like, oh, please protect me.
No, I'm the in the action film. I'm the smart one, the technologically advanced one.
Oh, you're the one that gets behind the computer.
I'm the youngest one too that goes through like a transformation. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So at the beginning of the movie, you're wearing glasses and stuff, and you're like,
no, yeah. Just like, you know,
hello, how are
not
you?
Not like that. The, not the, that yeah. Kind. No, not that kind yeah. Of transformation. It's like.
At the end, you're like, hi.
I'm like, yeah, I like get really hot, I guess.
Josie, do that foreign sex voice, like hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
So you start off with hello, and then you end up with
hello.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that transformation.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, we both can dub you. Like, we can do that. But you got a lot of movies coming up, and so that's great.
From the beginning, you start. Mm-hmm. You sound like Mark's Aunt Myrtle.
Who sounds like Mark's Aunt Myrtle? I don't have an Aunt Myrtle. What are you talking about?
That's what that voice sounds like.
That's my Aunt Myrtle?
Yes. It sounds like it would be an Aunt Myrtle, right?
I'm saying. The nerdy, like, hello, yeah. I'll type in your code and we'll break the code and we'll play some war games. I know how it is. I know the nerdy
character. I'm not that nerdy.
Because even nerds aren't that nerdy anymore, so.
No, I'm not that nerdy.
It's like, yeah, I dress up, yeah. I'm dressed like an elf, but I'm still cool now. So what's your weirdest Comic-Con experience? You had to have had some Comic-Con stalkers.
I actually don't. I have people, I'm really cool with my. If you're creepy, I just block you, and then you're probably not going to try to find me in real life. I mean, there's only.
Not creepy in a good way.
Wait, I'm checking if we're still friends. Hold on. go ahead.
But no, people will meet up with me. I don't have any weird experiences. I embarrass myself a couple of times. I actually consider something successful
when
I don't embarrass myself socially, because I'm very outgoing, and every once in a while I do something dumb. So.
What was the last dumb thing you did? You brought it up.
I don't want to talk about it.
What was the last dumb thing you did socially?
Dumb thing I did socially?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I bet some other people could tell you if I did something dumb. I think everything I do is, like, just me. Even
these
if
follow-up questions are not working this week. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to again. But no, you aren't very outgoing. I don't think it's that time yet. Hold on. But, no, I was just checking. Yeah, you're still my friend. So, Spank Train's coming. You guys ready for that?
What's that? Are we going to spank each other?
Yeah, we're going to spank each other. At the end of the show, we do the Spank Train.
Oh, you have to get in the middle.
I guess so. But before we do the Spank Train, we got to go to NicoleSix.com.
Okay.
Promote everything you want to promote right now.
And Six is spelled with two X's, like Motley Crue Six.
Right.
That's my real name. There's a story there. Buy me a drink first.
Does vitamin water count?
it's on my birth certificate. It was the 80s. It's a bunch of crazy stuff you could only do in the 80s that would never pass these days.
So. Right, Josie? No, go ahead. So what do you want to promote?
So
I don't remember.
yeah.
Josie might be your mom.
No.
Okay.
Thankfully. It's okay. I don't mean that because of you. I mean, my mom's a bad person. You don't want to be my mom. So... All right, that was awkward.
So what do you want to promote?
Right? So NicoleSix.com is where you get all my horror stuff. Follow me on Twitter at Nicole6_. Come be friends with me. And then,
So somebody has Nicole6 without the underscore, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they've been hacked by spam. And if Twitter would ever fucking verify me, but Twitter doesn't believe I'm a real person, so... Someday, when I have like 100,000 followers, then I'll be too good for your verification, Twitter. Screw you. So.
Okay. Right. And Natalie, what do you want to promote?
I definitely want to promote the Viscera Film Festival this Saturday.
Yes.
You can go to visceracfilmfestival.com.
And that's Saturday, July 13th. July
13th.
It's
my birthday.
Is it your birthday? Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So we're all going to,
everyone's celebrating my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Well, happy birthday.
So visceracfilmfestival.com. It's Viscera, like the skeletal structure.
Right.
And as they also have a Facebook as well. Right. So check that out. And then the Monster Project also has some trailers out as well that we filmed. And the Monster Project also you can find on Facebook or on YouTube.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
And follow your vegan vampire bat on Twitter.
Yeah, the vegan vampire bat on Twitter or the vegan vampire bat on Instagram.
There you go.
Josie Cat, J-O-S-I-K. J-O-S-I-K-A-T. Just Google me and you'll find my Twitter and my Instagram.
Yes. And we don't want to talk about Facebook.
J-O-S-I-K-A-T.
This week I get to participate in the spank train. I'm getting right in between you two, okay?
Ah, all right.
All right. You ready for it?
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
We'll lead the way.
It's like a wild
Bye.
Have a wonderful week.